Time now for our weekly community conversation with our friend Hannah from the West Bend Public Library. I'm thinking that probably Big Ten football probably not going to be a big deal this fall either.
I don't know. I refuse to get my hopes up for anything. I don't know if you've followed the NHL news, but you know I'm a big hockey fan, and they're planning on essentially just having 12 hours a day solid blocks of hockey games. And my original plan was to take off work, but now I'm kind of like, I'll believe it when I see it, you know?
Right. Exactly. So, yeah.
Some of the stars that are out might not even be worth tuning in at all.
Right. So, but here we are, you know,
exactly.
What's the drifting along? What's the Great Gatsby quote? Drifting along, boat, something about ceaselessly boats in the current or something, right?
It is something like that. I haven't read Gatsby since high school.
That's one of the two books that I read most for classes. One was Great Gatsby, and the other one, want to take a guess?
Catcher in the Rye.
No. Older.
Oh. Moby Dick.
Oh. I had a class in college called Hawthorne, Melville, and Twain.
Oh boy!
Which was there was Melville and there was Hawthorne, and then there was Mark Twain.
And exactly. That's,
and the book I actually did read the most for classes is actually Huckleberry Finn.
That makes sense.
So, naughty book that it is.
I know.
So you're back to regular hours at the West Bend Public Library.
We are. We're hoping that it allows people to kind of space out their visits, and then we don't have to worry about so many people in the building at one time and that kind of thing.
And you.
Plus, it was hard to get there. You know, if you work 9 to 5 and the library is open 9 to 5, when are you going to go to the library?
Right. Exactly. But you've also got some take home craft projects going on still?
We sure do. And my craft, I think, is almost gone, if not all the way gone for the teens and preteens. But we've got different crafts every week. I think we've got a craft this week, then there will be a craft out next week. And that's then we'll have to reassess and see how, because it's a lot of work to put these together every week. But I think it pays off. It's really nice. You come into the library, grab an activity. For the younger kids, we've got Build Rapunzel's Tower. We've got a STEM activity, building a marble run for elementary age. And then it's Pony Bead Lizards for middle school and high school students. So step by the tables in front of the information desk in the children's area on the first floor to grab yours while supplies last. And if you don't want to come in and you have craft supplies at home, we do post the projects. I've got all the teen craft instructions up on the website, so you can do them at home. And it's been really cool. People have been tagging me in their posts, their pictures of their completed projects, and it's really neat. It really makes it feel like it's all worth it. I just got to come up with some more ideas if we're going to keep going into August.
Okay, you got to explain to me what a pony bead lizard is.
Okay, so pony beads are those, they're perfectly round, little circles with flat ends, and there's a way you can string them so that it looks like a gecko with little feet.
Okay.
And I used to do all kinds of designs out of pony beads, different animals. There are all sorts of different patterns you can find online. And I would make them into keychains. So all my friends and I, when we were kids, you know, eighth grade, ninth grade, we had all these goofy bead keychains all over our backpacks. And they were just so fun.
Gotcha. Okay.
They're relatively easy once you've got the dexterity to thread the string through the beads.
Ah.
And the patience. I wouldn't have had the patience for it as a younger kid, that's for sure.
See, and I would have had it at some point, but not anymore.
Right.
that's kind of my take on it now. I could have probably done that, I suppose, back in the day, but yeah, not anymore.
Not anymore.
So, another adult craft potentially coming up, though, next week, too.
Yes. And I was waiting for the final word on what that was. And I know Sarah had a craft picked out, but then she found something cooler and changed her mind last minute. And I never found out what it was. So we're going to figure it out on Monday with along with everybody else.
Ah, okay. All right. And, of course, no programs in person at the library, but many of them are available, I don't know, on Zoom.
Yeah, exactly. So Storytime, for example, has gone virtual. So every Tuesday, Miss Terica does two story times on Zoom. She does one at 9:15 for the really little kids for ages 0 to 2, and then one at 10 o'clock for ages 2 and up. And it's really easy to participate. All you need to do is call the library at 262-335-5151, or you can stop in at the children's desk, or I'm sure you can email Terica too if you have her email address. It's on our website. Because the Zoom meeting ID and password change every week. And so you get an email Monday before the Tuesday morning story time with the ways to log in. And you do need a smartphone or a computer or a tablet, something with the Zoom app installed so you can participate. But I think it's really nice. I think the kids like seeing Miss Terica, and Miss Terica likes seeing the kids. So,
sure, sure. Sounds like fun. Time is running out for a couple of things.
Oh, it sure is. We've got, there's still some time to sign up for summer reading. We've got through July 31st. So everyone, babies, kids, preteens, teens, adults, seniors, everybody can sign up to participate. There's virtual summer reading and on the Beanstack, and the login instructions for that are on the website and on our Facebook and other social media. There's also, you can come in and grab a reading record in person and fill it out if you're not not feeling the virtual option. We have paper records for you as well. So anybody can participate. We've even got a remote volunteer program for teens that you can do from home. But you do want to get all those hours and everything in by the 31st so you can get prizes and certificates and all kinds of stuff.
And I know every year you've done the family scavenger hunt, and this year is no exception.
Oh, it definitely is no exception. Right now I have 3 entries in the family scavenger hunt, and the top 10 families get prizes. So,
wow.
Some, you know, it's wide open right now. I don't know if I'm going to have a rush at the end or what, but it's a pretty good way to, it seems like your chances of getting a prize this year are pretty high. You just pick up the list from the library or print it off the summer reading page of our website. There are 50 items on the list, and you have to fit them all into a shoebox. And then you return the shoebox to the library to be eligible for prizes. I go through and see, make sure you have everything in there, make sure it's actually what it says on the list, that kind of thing, and pick 10 winners.
Okay, interesting.
So,
okay,
it's very cool to see what everybody comes up with every year.
Sure, sure. All right. And we talked about hours at the library, but we also should talk about the fact that there are really options so that you don't have to come in and kind of rummage around the library and try to find something.
Yeah. If you, like me, have been told by your doctor that you should not do that, I have been doing it anyway. But if you are trying to limit the amount of time that you're out in public, you can call ahead. A lot of people will come into the desk and say, hey, do you have this book? And I'm like, you know, gee, that could have been a phone call. You didn't have to come all the way here to ask me that.
Right.
I'm just worried about people wasting the trip, you know?
Right.
So I can check to see if a book is on the shelf for you. There is a way, too, if, you know, if we don't have the book that you're looking for, you can put it on hold. And then when that hold comes in, we can designate someone else to come pick those up for you. So you don't have to make the trip yourself. You just have to talk to the circulation desk about that. They'll get you all set up and going. If you're trying ebooks or digital audiobooks or digital magazines, we have all kinds of cool online things you can do that aren't physical books. You can check out those sorts of things on your phone or your tablet. I actually am reading an ebook in my browser right now on my laptop.
Okay.
So we can walk you through how to get started with all of that. It's pretty easy. And the nice thing about the digital materials is there's no fines.
So, oh, right.
you cannot possibly return something late.
Okay.
It's a lot easier to do. But so, any, you have any questions about any of our online stuff or any of our, you know, do we have this available, any of that, give us a call. We'll see if we can't figure something out for you.
All right, and let's again talk about the hours at the West Bend Public Library.
Yes, the library is open from Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Fridays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays 9 to 1, which is very, very exciting. Face coverings are encouraged, and we ask people to keep groups small and visits short since we can only have so many people in the building at a time. And if you have any questions about anything I've talked about today, including that social distancing policy, it's all on our website at westbendlibrary.org. You can also visit us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. And like I say, give us a call at 262-335-5151. Or, of course, you can always stop by at 630 Poplar Street. We've got the Wi-Fi going, and several of the computers are open. We can help you print things off. So got a lot of services we're still offering.
There we go. So I have the Scoob movie to watch, which I haven't seen yet. Have you seen that one?
I have not.
This is the new animated Scooby-Doo full-length feature.
Yeah, and I love Scooby-Doo. It's on my list for sure.
So my DVD came yesterday, so I will...
You'll have to tell me how it is.
Yeah, I have that. And then have you watched Castle Rock?
I saw the pilot, and I've been too busy. I haven't kept going with it.
Okay, because
I have a buddy who says that I would like it. So,
well, and that seems like something I would like too, don't you think?
It does, yeah.
So I may have to check that out. So, all right.
Well, I've been reading a book called Daisy Jones and the Six, which is it's kind of like if almost it's like an Almost Famous kind of a story.
Oh, okay.
And but the audiobook has a full cast, and it's set up like interviews with all these people.
Oh, really?
You know, why did Daisy Jones and the Six break up? And it's interviews with all the band members and their managers and that sort of thing. It's
sounds
been a wild
interesting
ride so far.
That sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
So the this year's This Is Spinal Tap.
Right, but a little less lighthearted.
Ah, gotcha.
Not okay. As much levity as...
or leather.
Right. So far. Knock on wood.
Yeah, there you go. So, all right. Well, hey, have a great week, and we will chat next Wednesday.
All right. Sounds good. You take care of yourself, and thanks for having me.
All right. Bye-bye, Hannah.
Bye.
That's Hannah from the West Bend Public Library, our regular weekly community conversation.